Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and work, there's some work upheaval. There's some upheaval in my world in the fucking work department. People are leaving. People are taking on new jobs. Or as most people fucking say when they're leaving the job, I'm taking on another opportunity. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm not saying the individuals that are leaving my place of employment said this, but that seems to be like a common term. And I'm taking another opportunity. The fuck? That's like the biggest fucking corporate douche networking asshole fucking line. Like taking on other opportunities. You know why you're fucking leaving the job? You're leaving the job because you want to fucking leave the job because you fucking got a degree in something else because you found something that paid you more money because maybe you hate your fucking job, you want to move on. There are numerous reasons why people may take a new fucking job. I've never like just sat around and thought to myself like when I was doing any job, like what if there were more opportunities? What if I just took another opportunity? If I'm looking around, I'm looking around for a reason. Either this job sucks or I'm fucking bored or why the fuck am I wearing this name tag? Any number of fucking reasons have led Chris Johnson to look for a new job over the years. I'm not looking for a new job now, or am I? Am I just trying to throw the people that work with me off the scent? But a couple people are leaving. Like one was in fucking nursing school, so like this has been in the works for a long fucking time, and I think she's going to be a nurse. I'm assuming so, I don't fucking know. I think that's what it said. I wasn't in the meeting when it was announced. I checked the meeting notes, but I just kind of skimmed them real quick, and the other person's leaving. I don't know where she's going. Actually, I do know where she's going. She told me the name of the company. I think I responded like, get the fuck out of here, because I didn't know what the fuck it was. It was like a fruit or some shit. And then like, I actually tried looking it up, but because it's the name of a fucking fruit, alls I got were like articles about fruit. So I don't know if it's a real place or not, but I know that she's leaving. So one person is leaving on Thursday, which is gonna be in the past by the time you hear this. I don't, who the fuck knows when I'm putting this out, but like she's leaving tomorrow. But tomorrow for me, Chris Johnson right now recording this, it's tomorrow. But anyway, as I'm fucking recording this, the announcement was made today. She's leaving. The fucking California kid is leaving. Tomorrow is the last day. So what they ended up doing was they wanted to make her a card. So I got like this notice. I got some fucking notice on the work Slack, which I have attached to my fucking phone. It was like, goodbye, fucking California kid. If you want to fucking leave her a message, just click on this fucking card link and you'll fucking do it. But it was like a fucking virtual card. It's like a la carte. I've never fucking heard of a la carte. And I'm going to tell you something. I wish I had more fucking hands. I'd give this shit fucking 4 thumbs down. I couldn't fucking navigate it. It was like something I used to fucking send to people in like the late fucking 90s when like you could design your own fucking cards. So like when that first started like being the rage, like you don't have to fucking send a card in the mail anymore. You could send a fucking email card. Like one of those fucking things. Apparently it's automatically sending at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So I was like, oh shit, I gotta fucking like contribute to the fucking card. I gotta put some kind of douchebag smartass fucking comment on there that I think is funny. Other people might think, wow, what a dick. But like, I'm gonna get a kick out of it and the California kid's gonna be fine. Like she'll fucking understand. I mean, I already knew she was leaving. She told me already. I knew before the announcement. That's how fucking in I am. That's how fucking cool I am here. I had the fucking goods. I had the info before everybody else, before the commenters, before all the rest of the peons. I knew. I knew for like a week. I think. I can't remember what she told me, but I've known. I've known for days and I've kept it secret. But anyway, I try to fucking navigate this fucking card. It's weird and like you can like make pages. So like I had like a picture of her saying in a fucking group setting that she was an embarrassment. And I thought, this is fucking great. I've been saving this for just the right time. And now I get to fucking use it. Public service announcement. If you ever say something self-deprecating or incriminating, I'm going to grab it and screenshot it and then use it in out of context situations. So I'm looking for this picture that says I'm an embarrassment with her fucking face next to it. And I couldn't fucking find it. I'm going through my list of screenshots. But the problem is, I think so much shit is funny and I take so many goddamn screenshots and it's a mix of fucking cats and fucking animal memes and just random bullshit. I was scrolling through my photos. And you know how like when you're scrolling, sometimes you press too hard on a fucking picture and you end up selecting it? Like I wanted to scroll, but I ended up like, I lingered too long. My thumb lingered too long and I selected this photo. And it was a fucking tweet of like this huge fucking boa constrictor or some shit being found in Florida. It doesn't fucking mean anything. Like we never talked about snakes. We didn't bond over snakes at fucking work. So like this picture wouldn't make any fucking sense. But I accidentally posted it on the page and I couldn't figure out how to delete it. So I thought, if I just back out of this, if I back out, if I click back, the page is going to delete because I didn't save anything and I'm not going to have to fucking worry about it. Then I found the picture I wanted. I logged back in and then like I saw like the fucking snake picture was there. It was like on page 3. This just a fucking picture of a fucking snake tweet. And I thought, son of a bitch, like how can I delete this? I couldn't fucking delete it. So like now the fucking picture is on the card now and I can't get it off. So I posted to everybody in the fucking, you know, the Goodbye California Kid like group chat. Like, listen, fellas, you're going to see a fucking picture of a snake. I did that. I didn't do it on purpose. I don't know how to fucking get it out of there. I think we should leave it because, you know, it's a dumb fucking non sequitur and she'll like that shit. But like, you know, it was Chris Johnson. It was Chris Johnson. I'm gonna sign fucking Cracker's name on it. the fucking Teddy Graham, and then, you know, we'll fucking put his name there, and it'll look like he did, and it's gonna be fucking hilarious. And that's exactly what I did. So on this card, this goodbye card, there's, you know, page. These are, like, heartfelt messages, like, oh, we're gonna miss you, you fucking sunshine, love Captain Chris, or whatever the fuck. And then you, like, just turn to another page, and there's a fucking tweet of a snake, and it's like, you know, fucking Cracker says this, you might like this shit. I signed his name. And then I put, you know, a couple pages later, the actual picture I wanted that said, you're an embarrassment. And I, you know, just wrote a whole bunch of dumb bullshit. And I thought it was funny. Most of the shit that I do in my life is stuff to amuse me at any particular time. Whatever the fuck is going to tickle my fancy at whatever moment I'm in is what I'm going to fucking do and say. And some people get it and some people don't. And the people who get it, then I can have a lot of fun with them. I get along with them very well. Like, I'm not happy that she's leaving. I'm not happy that either one of them are leaving, quite frankly. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. The host of the podcast is Podbean. Every goddamn episode is there. All 700 plus. Website for that, app for that. Download my ass. Put me in your fucking pocket. Carry me around. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck you want it. I'm probably fucking there. I'm on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes, Twitter at Johnson Hates You, and in my Facebook timeline for you.